Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to Fitness Disrupted, a production of iHeartRadio. I am Tom Holland, and this is Fitness Disrupted. All right, just got off doing a podcast myself, being a guest on a podcast. I don't do that frequently. I know I should. It's got to be the right one, and it doesn't have to be a super popular one. I got to agree with what we're going to talk about. I mean, I know what I'm going to talk about, but you know what I'm saying. And there's only so many hours in the day, but listen, that whole PR promotion thing, I hopefully am going to let the show's content speak for itself and push it that way. But yes, I'm going to do other podcasts. And so I literally just ended it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to ride this energy, although that was an hour. That's a long time. And I'm going to do this show. And it's just another fantastic study, another fantastic topic in the sports psychology realm, or just psychology, but you can absolutely, and I will, apply it to the sports psychology realm as well. And it's something that I want almost every episode to have. Takeaway that you can utilize right away. You can utilize it right away. And so, going to talk about pain and nostalgia and this study. And there's been a bunch, but this was a recent one that added to this body of research into nostalgia. I'm going to have trouble saying that. I don't think I say that word very frequently. Nostalgia, and pain and the perception of pain. And this goes to the mind-body connection, obviously, and how powerful that is. And if you've listened to prior podcasts, you know that this was a huge part and is a huge part of my studies. But when I said I'm going back to school for the master's program, it had to be exercise science, but I also wanted the sports psychology. So I found a program that had both. And so within that program, there was the exercise science, exercise physiology courses, and then there was counseling courses and psychology. Those three buckets. And it was amazing. Because I said, I need to figure out this connection. Because I'd worked for so many years in the industry already as a trainer, group exercise instructor, all of these, different aspects of the industry. And I realized, like, yeah, a huge part of this is motivation. A huge part of this is behavior, human behavior, and all of the associated issues therein. And so this study, this recent study that, you know, plays on the body of work prior is awesome. And it's a little unique in that they added another element, another layer to the studies that had come before. And it's about nostalgia and pain and basically controlling the mind and what you can do and how you can do it in your everyday life, in sports performance. And it's what I say at the end of every show. We control three things: how much we move, what we put into our mouths, and our attitudes. And our attitudes is just our state of mind, our mental state, what we think. And so, awesome new study. Quick break. When we come back, going to jump right into it. Want to hear the title of the study? Or is this going to, are you going to say, I'm not waiting for that? The study title is a mouthful as well, as they usually are. Thalamocortical. Are you turning it off already? Thalamocortical mechanisms for nostalgia-induced analgesia. I am going to break this down. Trust me. Trust me. You want to hear what this is all about. All right, quick break. I will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Electricity has always been synonymous with power. And in the BMW i4 M50, power is more refined than ever. It's 100% electric and 100% BMW. Listen carefully and you'll make out the sound of over 500 horses stampeding at a whisper. Experience the rush of pure performance as BMW M-engineered handling takes you through every twist and turn. And elevate each moment of your drive with a suite of cutting-edge technology, including a BMW intelligent personal assistant that gets smarter with every interaction.
I've started guidance.
And the most advanced iDrive operating system yet for the most powerful vehicle of its kind. Introducing the BMW i4 M50. Silence has never said so much. BMW. The ultimate electric driving machine.
All right. I was checking the news, reading articles the other day. This popped up, and I, without hesitation, said, this is a show. This is such a perfect show. It's the mind-body connection. It's all about psychology. You know, I say frequently, and wrote in many of my books, when it comes to performance, sports performance, let's take anything, a marathon. The top athletes, male, female, are pretty darn close physiologically. Pretty darn close. They've done the training. They have similar attributes, VO2 max, all that kind of stuff. It's who wants it more. Oversimplification? Maybe, but not really. Who wants it more that day? Who's more in control of their perceptions of pain? Who's more willing to suffer that day? But then the interesting caveat, twist is, are they suffering as much as we think? Or are they managing that suffering? And that's what today's show is about. And I love everything about this because it does apply to endurance events that I do. And one of the many reasons I do them is this, is learning about coping, about controlling discomfort, about learning how to do that mentally, all right? Mental training, mental control. And I've done podcasts on visualization and self-talk. Self-talk, one of my favorite. So there's many different ways, I should say, to control our thoughts, control our perception of pain. Self-talk is one of them. I've talked about association and dissociation. Quick refresher for those people who are running and you throw your music on and you need your music to run or whatever exercise, whatever cardio you do, you need the music. That's because you want, by and large, to dissociate. You want to think about anything other than what you are doing. And quite often that's running for many people. And for me, it's swimming. When they invented or perfected the waterproof iPod at the time and headphones, changed my life because I wanted to think about anything other than going back and forth in this pool for an hour. Just saying it out loud is torture to me. And I apologize to all you swimmers out there. We can still be friends, but I need my music if possible, right? Okay, so that is a huge difference in the approach to performance. And top athletes can't afford to dissociate. I was going to add that A in there, dissociate the way the average person can, right? Because they need to monitor their breathing and their foot strike if you're running and all the different, you know, attributes that add to their performance. All the mechanisms and biomechanics and physiology and all that kind of stuff, all right? But a huge part of life is coping, right? And control and stress and anxiety. You know, a few more of my favorite topics because they're all connected. And, you know, association and dissociation, they are attentional strategies, broad attentional strategies for coping. And that can be external stimuli, right? Events, effort, performance, a sports performance, a musical performance, you know, a lecture. So there's different ways to cope, right? And those are within our control. Quite often people want to say it isn't, right? And, you know, stress is a choice. Stress is not a thing. It's our what? It's how we perceive that event. It's the thoughts in our head, okay? And so now we have a new way, or you have a new way to potentially cope in times of discomfort. And that can be, this study was about physical pain, but I would and will add in mental, right? Mental discomfort, physical discomfort. All right. So what is nostalgia? Sounds like something on a Seinfeld episode. All right. One definition is a sentimental longing or wistful affection for the past, typically for a period or place with happy personal associations. For me, because I'm in my 50s, that's the 70s and the 80s. More the 80s when I was in high school, right? 70s though, a lot of nostalgic thoughts and memories, I should say, for me. All right. And one great line in these articles I read about this study talked about fuzzy feelings about bygone days, right? You think of those TV shows or music. Oh my gosh, right? That's another reason we listen to the music. It elicits feelings in our body. Crying, happiness, anger, depending on what you associate that music to, right? So nostalgia is so many different things, but it reminds you of bygone days, happy days. Happy Days, that's a show that was on when I was a kid. And that brings up nostalgic feelings. All right. So this study, so interesting, looking at the perception of pain when people are shown nostalgic images. Now, as I said in the opening, it's not new. Bunch of studies, including one set of 2020 studies, 2020, where people looked, they had writing assignments that were meant to bring up nostalgic feelings, okay? And they had one group that were chronic pain sufferers and another that were healthy individuals who were given physical discomfort lab generated, similar to the one I'm going to talk about in this study. And what they found was, similar findings to what I'm going to tell you, but it's not new. These studies are not new, different ways to do it. But what they say is with this new study, they are still looking at how it affects the brain, right? So they know the perception of what people are saying, the perception of pain when they are experiencing it different ways, but what's the brain doing? And that's what this study looked at specifically. Okay. So in this study, they not only induced pain, physical pain, not really bad, I'll tell you how they did it, but they put an MRI headset on the participants as well. So they're going to ask them their perceptions of pain as they experience nostalgic images that I will specify. And then they also looked at what's lighting up in the brain, what's going on. All right. So that great title again, let me see if I can say it. Thalamocortical, there we go, mechanisms for nostalgia-induced analgesia. Okay. What's going on in the brain for feeling better when you look at things that make you feel good? Ridiculous oversimplification of it. Okay. And this was a bunch of researchers at the Chinese Academy of Sciences. Okay. They recruited 34 people between 18 and 25. That's going to be one of the limitations I will get to, but 18 to 25 years old with no particular sensitivity to pain. So in some of those prior studies I mentioned, they had people with chronic pain, nothing here, right? They're going to induce the pain themselves, which is obviously, pun intended, a touchy subject when it comes to research, all right? And they had MRI headsets put on to monitor their brain activity. So this is interesting. How did they induce pain in these participants? Well, they use something called CHIPS, right? Which is an acronym for contact heat evoked potential stimulator. And this is a device with a metal surface that you put on the skin. And for these participants, they had them on the forearm, and the researchers can gradually make this metal plate hotter, increasing feelings of pain, but as they say, not so much as to seriously harm the participant. This is a great example too of why certain types of research is problematic, right? You can't hurt people. You know, you can't do harm to people. So that actually goes to the findings. This was moderate discomfort, which is also one of the limitations we'll look at, right? Okay, so 34 people, 18 to 25, no particular sensitivity to pain, had this CHEPS device on their forearm, and the researchers are going to make it hotter. But what are they going to do at the same time? Well, they're going to be shown one of two sets of images, right? On a projector, they're going to show them images. The first set are going to be photos that bring up nostalgic feelings, things from their childhood, like toys, chewing gum package they used, or a cartoon. Now, I don't know about you, but like, you know, sometimes when cartoons from my childhood come up, just brings back crazy feelings, right? Especially when you haven't seen them in a long time. You know, I have kids, they're out of the cartoon age, but every now and again, right? And yeah, you know what I'm talking about, that feeling. It's powerful. It's super powerful. So those are the first set of photos. And then the second set, same exact categories, right? They're going to do toys, chewing gum packages, or cartoons, but they were from present day. Such a cool study, right? Simple, but like, you get it. You know, a lot of studies we talk about here, they can be really complex. This one's pretty darn straightforward. And I would argue with, you know, just some great concepts going on. So what'd they find? What did they find? Well, let me say this though, as they were showing them the images, the heat that they were being exposed to increased gradually. So the researchers would gradually turn up the heat. And then they would be asked to rate their feelings of pain on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm sorry, 0 to 10. So 0 being nothing, 10 being like ridiculously bad. What were the findings? When we come back from the break, I'm going to give it to you. And then the takeaway, which you probably guess it, And that's exciting, right? Okay, quick break. When we come back, the results from this study. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Electricity has always been synonymous with power. And in the BMW i4 M50, power is more refined than ever. It's 100% electric and 100% BMW. Listen carefully and you'll make out the sound of over 500 horses stampeding at a whisper. Experience the rush of pure performance as BMW M-engineered handling takes you through every twist and turn. And elevate each moment of your drive with a suite of cutting-edge technology, including a BMW intelligent personal assistant that gets smarter with every interaction.
I've started guidance.
And the most advanced iDrive operating system yet for the most powerful vehicle of its kind. Introducing the BMW i4 M50. Silence has never said so much. BMW. The ultimate electric driving machine.
All right, talking about how nostalgia can decrease your perception of pain. Bunch of research into this already, but I didn't give you where this article is. Study, Journal of Neuroscience, and this was March of 2022 first, so just came out. Really exciting. And so again, this research had been done before, but this was one that truly started to look at the brain activity, right? To see what was going on. And what did they find? So the group that looked at the nostalgic images, in addition to having different brain activity, which I'm going to give you in a second, rated their pain levels as lower than the ones when they were shown photos of the present day. Same amount of heat, same amount of moderate, low to moderate discomfort, but they perceived it as being less. And some of you may be going, big deal. It is. It is. One thing I keep saying about this podcast is bringing you all the different concepts and then all the different empirical studies and articles and research that corroborate slowly over time. The associations, sure, but when we have so many in so many different ways, start to go, do I have control? Do I have control over what I think? And do those thoughts in my head make a difference? Self-talk, visualization, association versus dissociation. I love this. I love the control that we have, according to this research, okay? And then... and I'm just going to read this to you because it's interesting. And for those of you who want to know more, go to the study itself, the research. But what was unique about this study was the MRI headsets, right? That they're looking at what's lighting up, what's going on in the brain when they're looking at the nostalgic images, what's going on in the brain when they're not, when they're looking at the images from the present day. So when they viewed the nostalgic images, there was reduced activity in the left lingual gyrus and parahippocampal gyrus, two brain regions implicated in pain perception. Okay, and activity in the thalamus, a brain region involved in relaying information between the body and the cortex, reading directly from it here, was linked to both nostalgia and pain ratings. And so what they're saying is the thalamus may integrate nostalgia information and transmit it to pain pathways. All you need to know, all we need to know at this level is that different things happened in the brain. They saw it. They saw different things happen when people controlled their thoughts, when they felt good, when they thought about and saw. So you got to go, it's visual here. Happy images, happy thoughts. And the takeaway at the end of this summary is that these findings offer implications and perspectives for the further development and improvement of non-drug psychological analgesia. In other words, let's try to control what we think first before we medicate. Let's do and control as much as we can naturally. And this, again, is low to moderate, but just really cool findings. And another way of putting this is viewing nostalgic images of items and scenes associated with childhood can help to reduce pain perception. Okay. I'm going to use this, as I do and have before, even more. This is even more proof that we have this whole arsenal of mental tools, right? So if I'm, you know, got an Ironman coming up in Brazil, getting ready to go across the Grand Canyon and back, two things that are going to take a long time, going to be in moderate to, depending on where and when in the race or what's going on, discomfort. And so I use all of those tools that I talk to you about, the self-talk, the visualization. So since I can't bring a projector with me and watch images projected onto a screen, I can combine what? Visualization and then this concept of nostalgia. So in my mind, I will think about happy thoughts from my childhood to help decrease my perception of pain. Discomfort. We're already doing this. And anyone who has competed, has done anything like this at any level, you have a lot of time, right? The joke I used to give at pre-race lectures is, you know, you start the race, you go, this is the greatest thing I ever did. 10 minutes later, you're like, why am I doing this? This is the worst thing. Why do I? And then that goes on for the rest of the race, however many hours you're doing it. And so we need to control those thoughts. And so this is more exciting, should be more exciting news. You know, I talk about all the different workouts and ways to work out that you should add to your exercise arsenal, right? Body weight workouts, micro workouts, you know, gym workouts, cardio workouts. I want as many options as possible. And now to learn how you can do the same thing, right, with your psychology arsenal of tools to control your thoughts, your emotions, your perceived perception of pain. And this is physical pain, right? Listen, 34 people, right? And they always end these studies by saying more research needs to be done. Of course. What's the downside? that's what I always love to go to, right? So many people take supplements where you're spending a ridiculous amount of money. There's little to no research at all, usually none at all, into them. And the downside is you're wasting your time and your money. Well, we're all going to be in times of discomfort and pain, whether it's chosen activities where it's going to happen or just everyday life. What's the downside to going, you know what, when I'm stressed out and I don't know, pick some activity of daily living where you have to do something for a couple hours where, you know, maybe you don't want to be doing it and you're in, if nothing else, mental, but maybe a little physical discomfort. Now you can start thinking about who watched Chips back in the day. I just heard the theme to that. Whatever your happy thoughts are, you go to your happy place. Top athletes are doing this all the time. back to what I said at the beginning. Basically the same physiologically. Who's in better control of the psychological? And what tools are they using at what point in their performance to maximize their performance? And this can be pre-event, this can be during the event. It's often and should be both. Let me read you the significance statement, which is significant, from this research. Nostalgia is known to reduce individuals' perception of physical pain. The underlying brain mechanisms, however, are unclear. Our study found that the thalamus plays a key role as a functional linkage between nostalgia and pain, suggesting a possible analgesic modulatory mechanism of nostalgia. These findings have implications for the underlying brain mechanisms of psychological analgesia. Use the power of your mind. I get excited every time I bring you more research into control. I get excited because it benefits me even more. I mean, I've been doing this in different ways, but it gives me different ideas for competition and for enjoyment to control what happens in my daily life, as well as those competitions and just activities. When I run across the Grand Canyon again and back, it's not a competition. That's just chosen insanity with a friend. And it's challenging and like one of the most amazing things I've ever done. I'm surprised I'm going back, but because when you learn how to manage the discomfort, the chosen discomfort, the payoffs are enormous. We control our thoughts. Stress is a choice. I've learned not to say that to stress out people right away. You want to wait till a happier time? It's our perception. Do I have the tools necessary to get through this? Have I experienced it before? If so, was I successful? If not, do I have the tools necessary? And the more challenges you take, the more obstacles you overcome, the less scary it all becomes. When you don't, and you give up that control, that perceived control, everything's much scarier. Everything's a much bigger hurdle. So there you have it. I love it. Can I read you the title one more time? Let's see if I can do it without getting tongue-tied. Thalamocortical Mechanisms for Nostalgia-Induced Analgesia, Journal of Neuroscience, March 2022. People, you have another tool in your mental toolbox. You're welcome. Fuzzy feelings about bygone days that now, research shows, it shows up on an MRI. That's exciting. At least for me. All right, enough. Thank you for listening. Tom H. Fit, Instagram and Twitter. I love hearing from you guys, and you're reaching out much more. Questions and comments, keep them coming. I will answer them in shows. I will answer them directly. And I love your success stories. Oh my gosh. So thank you. Thank you for reaching out. Follow the show. Rate the show. Have you rated the show? I haven't looked into that in a while. Please do. Greatly appreciated. The newest book is The Micro Workout Plan. And if you have read that, I always appreciate Amazon reviews. Huge. Two authors, but thank you. Super excited to continue to bring you the best information so you can live your best life. And now you can use this today. When you're stressed out, start thinking about that Barbie doll you had or your, what did I have? Big Jim? What was the guy's equivalent back in the day? We had everything. Oh my gosh. Just thinking about it makes me nostalgic, right? Thinking back to those times. But that's good news. Control what you can, let the other stuff go. And we control how much we move, what we put into our mouths and our mental tape recorders, what we think. And that's awesome. I am Tom Holland. This is Fitness Disrupted. Believe in yourself. Fitness Disrupted is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.